This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. One of the often overlooked aspects of grain storage is the amount of lost grain and grain quality loss due to insect damage. We will hear more from John Mays of Central Life Sciences next.
What's happening in Iowa agriculture today? Get the answers on Iowa Ag Matters. Each midday, we bring you in-depth analysis of the grain and livestock markets, expert insights from industry leaders, and key conversations with the farmers and agribusiness professionals shaping our state's future. From food to fuel to fiber, Iowa Ag Matters has fun covering the issues that matter most to the agricultural industry in Iowa. Tune in every midday to Iowa Ag Matters, only here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
John Mays is the Senior Director for Grain and Specialty Ag at Central Life Sciences, and he says more growers need to be aware of grain bugs eating into their profits.
We've seen tremendous growth in grain protectants, mainly because growers are just facing an ever-increasing population of bugs within their grain storage. And as we look to the future, we know that's going to become a spot where growers can increase their ROI by protecting what they have in the bin.
A grain protectant gives farmers the ability to have options when marketing grain, says Mays.
What I want growers to take away from this is treating your grain allows you the flexibility in your marketing program. You know, whether you decide to sell 6 months or a year from now, you know that product you're going to sell is quality. It's not going to be damaged. There's something else growers need to think about. You know, when grain goes in a bin, a lot of times you don't see dust for the most part. Coming out of a bin, if you're seeing dust plume or having to use a manual type filter, you've got bug damage. And that's the message we want growers to understand.
He offers suggestions for products growers can use to protect their grain, with some products tailored to where the grain is stored.
The one that's most well known is a product called Diacon, and it's S-methoprene. It's an insect growth regulator that for cooler climates and different areas where they don't have active, you know, warm weather for a lot of the year when they're storing, Diacon works really well, especially in wheat and corn.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.